Hey, Sally, what's the matter? Gee, you aren't crying, are you? Is that why you didn't come to the door? Were you asleep in here on the Davenport, huh?
No, I'm not asleep.
What, did you do hurt yourself?
I wouldn't be crying if I hurt myself.
Then you aren't crying?
No, I'm not crying.
Well, are you laughing?
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, if you aren't laughing and you aren't crying, what are you doing? Can I sit down here with you?
I don't care what you do. I don't care about anything.
Hey, Sally, don't hide your face in your arms. Why don't you sit up? Let me look at you.
No, I don't want to. Leave me alone.
You want me to go home again?
Yes, go away and leave me.
All right, then. Well, goodbye, then.
No, no, don't go away and leave me.
No, holy hollyhocks, Sally, what's happened? Did your uncle bail you out? I'll give him a punch in the nose if you want me to.
How dare you speak that way about my own dear sweet uncle? Oh, I'm so unhappy.
Well, so am I when you start weeping, but... Oh, you're always crying at nothing.
Oh, I do not.
No, I take it back. I didn't mean it. Oh, rats. Come on, Sally, I'm sorry.
You can't be sorry because you don't know what's the matter.
Hey, if you're still worried about that club money I hid in the doghouse, why, it's safe. I went and looked again before I came over. It's a lot better than a bank.
Money? What's money? Money can't bring a life back.
Hey, now, don't, Sally, now, don't scare me. Nobody's died. Now, you're joking.
You did, too, and I was only trying to do a good deed, too.
What do you mean? Tell me about it.
Well, you know Mrs. Belcher's sick cat. The one I went over to get for it and make it well because I wanted to do something good.
Oh, is that what it is? Did it die?
Yes, it died, Dad. The poor sick cat is with us no more.
Oh, and that's all it is? And that's why you're raining all over yourself? Oh, what's an old cat?
What if it was an old cat? It didn't want to die.
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't yours. You were just doctoring it for Mrs. Belcher.
I can't help it. I was nursing it like it was my very own, and this morning it had passed out in the night, and I didn't find it out until this evening.
Well, I sure wouldn't cry over that. Oh, you big baby.
I am not. How would you feel if you were dead?
Well, what'd you say?
And I took such good care of it. I wanted to do a good deed, and the cat died on me.
Well, that's what you get for going to the neighbors and trying to make their animals well.
And Mrs. Belcher said it was the best mouser.
The best what?
The best mouser.
Oh, well, cats die all the time. You ought to be glad it wasn't your own cat.
That's one reason I feel so bad. I thought, what if it had been Sugar Pie?
What are you going to do with it now?
Oh, I don't know. Do you want it?
Of course not. And that's why you're weeping.
I can't help it if I have tender feelings. Runs in the family. My great-grandmother used to faint all the time.
Well, it's no use crying over spilt milk.
It isn't milk.
Well, don't let it get you down.
It didn't belong to me. I was going to make it well.
Yeah, I know, but even doctors have patients that die.
It was practically a new cat.
How long had Mrs. Belcher had it?
Only about 15 years. And she only had 7 cats, too. Now she only has 6.
Well, for cat's sake, isn't that enough? A cat nearly as old as you are. Why, it was about to kick the bucket anyhow.
Oh, Cecil, don't talk disrespectfully of the dead.
Have you phoned Mrs. Belcher and told her yet?
Oh, I haven't had the heart. Poor old cat passing out alone in the night. And I gave it some of the best medicines that Uncle Tom's had left over from the last time he was sick.
No wonder it died. What did you give it?
Oh, I don't know, but it was some... asthma medicine. The poor cat had a wheeze, and Uncle Thomas didn't use the medicine anymore.
Well, at least you tried to do a good deed.
But I was thwarted. How it must have suffered alone in the basement next to the furnace. I'll bet it died 1,000 deaths.
Cats can only die 9 times, Sally.
Well, that's 9 times worse than 1.
I can add.
And I looked over it as if it was my very own. Have you got a handkerchief?
Yep. Here, it's torn, but it'll work.
Thank you. I didn't hear you drive up in front, Cecil.
I didn't. Willie's working on my car. I had to come over on a streetcar.
Oh, will your car be all right to use tomorrow?
No, Willie's got it all apart. Why?
I wanted to use it for the funeral.
Hey, you're not going to have a funeral fart. Oh, a cat's nothing.
Oh, you hard-hearted thing.
Oh, are you going to sit here and weep all night?
Yes, I will if I want to.
Well, it's no fun.
This too. I enjoy it.
Well, have a good time, then. You get your face all dirty. Maybe you better give me back my handkerchief.
Think how you'd feel if you wanted to serve humanity and took something sick and tried to make it well and it died anyhow.
Well, that's just what I told you. It died of old age.
Last night, the last time I saw it alive, I went downstairs to give it some new medicine and, oh, it looked so sad. It opened one eye and looked up into my face just like this, Cecil. Look.
Boy, that was sad, all right.
Do I look very sad?
You look worse than the cat did. Here, let me wipe your eyes. Oh, come on, snap out of it, Sally.
Thank you, Cecil. I feel better already.
That's fine. Nothing to cry over.
Oh, but it is sad, isn't it?
Sure, but you did your part.
For the cat and for the deed of day.
Sure, it takes a whole lot to hurt a cat, I know.
My sugar pie is always well.
Because there's a little kid about 7 years old in our neighborhood, and his mother saw him out in the backyard swinging a cat around his head by its tail.
Swinging it around by its tail?
Yeah,
oh.
And his mother caught him and she yelled at him, "Sonny, stop that this instant. Don't you know any better than swing the cat around by its tail?"
What did he say?
He said, "Oh, that's all right, Mother. It doesn't make me dizzy."
What did he mean?
Let it go. It wasn't a cat. It was an elephant.
Oh, now, Cecil, a little boy couldn't swing an elephant.
It's all right. You've forgotten about your sick mouser that passed out.
Oh, that's right. What is today?
The day after yesterday.
Oh, and I haven't done a good deed.
Sure you have. You cried over the cat.
Oh, that's right. I have a good deed to do. I'll bury the cat for her. Will you help me, Cecil?
Sure. When?
Tomorrow. We'll put it in a shoebox and take it out in the park and bury it.
I don't think we could bury it in the park, Sally.
Oh, yes, we could. I want it to be with the flowers, and I've never heard of a law against that.
Okay, I'll go with you, but we'll have to catch a streetcar.
Oh, fine. Isn't it lucky that I have a good deed I can do?
Hey, you better phone Mrs. Belcher and tell her that her cat died before you bury it.
Oh, that's right. I was supposed to tell her today how it was getting along.
Call her up now and explain.
All right. You're a big help, Cecil.
I think nothing of it.
Well, I think this is her number. Westview 4046, please.
When I first walked in here and saw you, I thought something serious had happened.
Oh, it is serious. Doesn't a doctor feel bad when he loses his first patient?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hello, is this Mrs. Belcher? Oh, hello, this is Allie. I just wanted to tell you about your cat I took over here to make well. Yes, well, I'm going to do something very nice for your dear cat, Mrs. Belcher. Yes, I'm going to give it a lovely cat funeral. Oh, dear, that's right, I forgot to tell you, it isn't doing so well. No, it's dead. Yes, I think it was tired of living anyhow. Really, I do.
It wanted to go to heaven and be used on a harp.
So, Mrs. Belcher, I thought if you didn't mind, I'd bury it for you. Oh, it's all right. I'm a day-to-day girl. I have a nice shoebox. Yes, Uncle Thomas paid $17 for the shoes that came in it, so it ought to be a nice box. Oh, it's all right. I'm very happy to be able to bury it for you. It's quite a pleasure.